ഗോവിന്ദ ദേശികം ഉപാസ്യ ശിരായ ഭക്ത്യാം തസ്മിൻ സ്ഥിതേ നിജമാഹിംനി വിദേഹമുക്ത്യാം അദ്വൈത്യഭാഷ്യം ഉപകൽപ്പ ദിശോ വിജിത്യാം കാഞ്ചീപുരേ സ്ഥിതം അവാപസാ ശങ്കരായ പ്രതിസ്മൃതി പുരാണാനാം ആലയം കരുണാലയം നമാമി ഭഗവത്പാദ ശങ്കരം ലോകശങ്കരം അപാര കരുണാസിന്ധും ജ്ഞാനതം ശാന്തരൂപിണം ശ്രീചന്ദ്രശേഖര ഗുരും പ്രണമാമി മുദാമ്യഹം സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം. വിത്ത് ബെനഡിക്ഷൻ ടു ആദി ശങ്കരാചാര്യ ആൻഡ് ടു ഹിസ് ലീനേജ് അപ് ടു ദ 69th ഗുരു ഓഫ് ദ വെനറേറ്റഡ് കാമകോട്ടി പീഠം പൂജ്യശ്രീ ജയേന്ദ്ര സരസ്വതി സ്വാമികൾ ആൻഡ് ദ 70th ഗുരു പൂജ്യശ്രീ ശങ്കർ വിജയേന്ദ്ര സരസ്വതി സ്വാമികൾ ഇൻ ഹൂസ് ബിനൈൻ പ്രസൻസ് ദിസ് ഫംഗ്ഷൻ ഇസ് ബീങ് ഹെൽഡ് ടുഡേ ഐ റൈസ് ടു അഡ്രസ് യു ടുഡേ. ഇറ്റ് ഗീവ്സ് മീ ഗ്രേറ്റ് പ്ലെഷർ ടു വെൽക്കം യു ആൾ ടു ദിസ് പ്ലസന്റ് ആൻഡ് സോളം ഫംഗ്ഷൻ ഓർഗനൈസ് ദിസ് ഈവനിംഗ് ടു കമമറേറ്റ് ദ ഇനാഗുറേഷൻ ഓഫ് ശ്രീ കാഞ്ചി മഹാസ്വാമി വിദ്യാമന്ദിർ ആൻഡ് ഇൻ എ ലാർജർ സെൻസ് സിഗ്നൽ ദി കമൻസ്മെന്റ് ഓഫ് ഫുൾഫില്ലിംഗ് വൺ ഓഫ് ദ മോസ്റ്റ് ആർഡന്റ് ഡിസയേഴ്സ് ഓഫ് ദ സേജ് ഓഫ് കാഞ്ചി ടു റീവാംപ് ദ ഇന്ത്യൻ എഡ്യൂക്കേഷൻ സിസ്റ്റം ആൻഡ് ടു റെസ്റ്റോർ ഇറ്റ്സ് പ്രിസ്റ്റൈൻ ഗ്ലോറി ആൻഡ് പ്യൂരിറ്റി. എ ന്യൂ ഡോൺ അൺഫോൾഡ്സ് ടുഡേ ആസ് ദിസ് ഇനീഷ്യേറ്റീവ് ദ കാഞ്ചി മഠ് എംബാക്സ് ആൻ എ ലോങ് ആൻഡ് അസർട്ടസ് ജേർണി എൻ അക്കാഡമിക് ജേർണി that combines tradition with modernity. There is a mistaken perception that the reading of the Shastras, the Puranas, the Itihasas, or even the Vedic learning and even Sangeetam are too religious and with a view to maintain the secular fabric of the society which has been built over us, they have to be kept away from the mainstream education. This myth is being put to dust today with the inauguration of Sri Kanchi Mahaswami വിദ്യാമന്ദിർ. ട്രൂ എജ്യൂക്കേഷൻ ഈസ് ദാറ്റ് വിച്ച് ഡ്രാസ് ദ സ്പിരിച്വൽ ദ മെന്റൽ ആൻഡ് ദ ഫിസിക്കൽ ട്രേറ്റ്സ് ഓഫ് എ ഹ്യൂമൻ ബീങ് സെഡ് ദി ഫാദർ ഓഫ് ദ നേഷൻ മഹാത്മാഗാന്ധി. ഇഫ് ഇറ്റ് വേർ ടു ഡ്രാ ദ സ്പിരിച്വൽ എലിമെന്റ്സ് ഓഫ് എ പേഴ്സൺ ഹൗ ക്യാൻ ദാറ്റ് എജ്യൂക്കേഷൻ ബി അവേ ഫ്രം സ്പിരിച്വലിസം ഈ സെഡ്. ശ്രീ അരവിന്ദോ അക്കോർഡ് ആൾമോസ്റ്റ് ദ സെയിം തോട്ട് മീൻ സെഡ് ഇന്റിഗ്രൽ എജ്യൂക്കേഷൻ മസ്റ്റ് എംഫസൈസ് ഓൺ ദ സൈക്കിക് the physical and the intellectual attributes of a person they taught. The sage of Kanchi always used to say that true education is that which enables us to realize that God is truth. It should instill in all of us all those qualities that will make us further realize that truth itself is God. In the ancient education system of this blessed land of ours, all these attributes were present. So that what resulted was the efflorescence of the latent faculties of the taught. And it therefore became a means to evolve the person to his full bloom, to realize the full potential of the human birth. Sadly, these 2 centuries in odd of foreign yoke to which we have been subjected to and which subjugation has weaned us far, far away from our culture, and today education has become merely a tool for empowering a person to earn his living and therefore his sustenance. Education has moved far, far away from the reality or the purpose for which education was designed and structured for human beings. The greatest lesson of history, said Adolf Huxley, is that we do not learn from history. Be it the 5,000 years of recorded evidence of the glorious past of this nation of ours, this nation's history spans several millennia, even ahead of time, at least the recorded memory of 5,000 years which are before us, or even all those limitations and failures that came from the foreign yoke of around 250 years of the East India Company rule, we haven't drawn or learnt any of our lessons. It is this sadness that makes us believe that there is need for a change to be brought overnight. To most of us who have a reasonable understanding of British history, it was Lord Macaulay who had formulated the present education system called the so-called English education system. On the 2nd of February 1835, addressing the House of Commons, the Lord said, "I had been to India. I had covered the length and breadth of this country. I haven't seen a single person of low virtue, people of great character and nobility. Never ever can we dream of conquering this nation unless we break the backbone of this nation, which is a spiritual and cultural heritage. And therefore I propose that the ancient Indian education system be replaced by the conventional English system. And if Indians were to believe that all that is English and foreign is far superior to their own, then they will not only lose their self-esteem, they will lose their native culture, and they will be what we want them to be, the most dominated nation ever on the earth. This is what the Lord said 175 years ago. The purpose and the design of introducing education into the British Empire and the vassals that were created by conquering nations was very clear. It was just not to conquer the nations and to rule over them. It was to bring a class of people, such subservient people who will never understand the value of their own culture and who will ever look, crave, as he said, for all that is Western and English. This is the reality. In the name of advancement of science and technology, all that is ancient and old is given a go-by. All that is imported and all that is so-called modern is embraced. Kalidasa beautifully describes the situation in Raghuvamsa. He says, I will not get into Sanskrit for the time being. He says, merely because it is all ours and old, let us not accept it. Conversely, because it does not belong to us and it is new or somebody else's, let us not reject it. Let's accept everything that comes our way, but embrace only those things that are relevant to the growth of human potential. The irony today is exactly the reverse. We reject all that is Indian, all that is ancient and old, accept all that is imported, and all that is called modern, and all that is addressed and labeled as new. This is the malady of the Indian education system. With the inauguration of Sri Kanchi Mahaswami Vidyamandir, a very humble, a very symbolic step is being taken to address these issues concerning Indian education. Sage of Kanchi, during his living times, emphasized greatly on the values of Indian culture and heritage. He always used to lament and say, I wonder whether at all the generation that is going to succeed us will ever imbibe the religious and the spiritual greatness of this hoary traditional land of ours. Because of the social culture that is prevailing today, the ways and the habits that have come into us. And the sage also used to say, if you can give it to them very early in life, Aindil Valayadadu, Aimbudil Valayamo, let's put it into the children's mind when they are young, when they are not in a position to discriminate, then this seed that is sown at that very young age will sprout sooner or later at some point of time in his life journey, and that will help him realize the potential of himself and the purpose of life. The sage always used to say that the content of education has undergone a great change between the ones that were given in the past and the ones that have been given during his living times or even today. But the manner and form in which it has been administered and given has undergone a great difference, and that's where the real problem is. And he used to draw an analogy when he used to say, the medicine that is being administered is the same, but if the restrictions under which it has been given and the contraindications that we observed are not observed, the very same medicine becomes a poison. And that's what the Indian education system has become today. The Kanchi Mahaswami Vidyamandir is a very humble effort to address all these that they said during living times. That's not a panacea for all the ills that he addressed. At least a more simple step, one step ahead than what we were the day before. In the Kanchi Mahaswami Vidyamandir, which has been inaugurated this morning, the blessed hands of His Holiness Puja Sri Jayendra Saraswami and Shankara Vijayendra Saraswami, we are looking at a combination education, taking the best of both the worlds. There is no need to discard any system of education. Let's take the best element of each one of them. And that's why in this Vidya Mandir, we will have a CBC education system, which is for the entire 1,000 students in the first phase in which we are taking them. All of them will go through CBC education system. Of these 1,600 students will also go through the Vedic education system and so far the Namagita. 600 students this will be the largest ever Patashala ever have been conceived on the earth. Patashala with a defense which traveled beyond an ordinary Patashala. Be it Nasankirtan, it will have CBSC. Be it Vedic education, it will have CBSC. The process of reviving the ancient culture of this land, unfortunately, my dear friends, does not come very cheap. But for the generosity of the sages of Kanchi are handing over this plot of land, it's primed developed land in this part of Chennai, which is very valuable, it would have been impossible to conceive of a project like this. So the beginning for this came from the sages themselves, when they handed over this land gratis and said, start a project which the senior age would have most liked to be. And I said, this is what you will like in the contemporary needs of today. It costed us 25 crores of rupees in first phase, when we complete in another 2 months' time, to put all the infrastructure in place, considered the needs of the students who would come into the course of this institution. It has all been reasonably estimated that one child will cost us, at the lowest conservative, 50,000 rupees for his boarding, lodging, for his medical needs, for his education, for his dress, and all that goes with the normal process of growth of a child. While the CSE education will be based on what is fixed neighborhood fees, this is under the Right to Education Act, it is compulsory that within a 5 km radius, people should be provided an opportunity to read a place very close to where they live. And therefore, these 400 children, regardless of caste, creed, and community, will come into CBSE school because of proximity to this Vidya Mandir. Of the balance 600, we have no system of fees. We have a system called as appraisal based on what anybody can afford. That much alone we will take. If they cannot afford anything, we will take nothing. And it is our own desire that at least 300 to 400 students out of the total 600 should belong to a category which cannot afford, who otherwise would not have the benefit of modern education and Vedic education. So this school ultimately have a minimum of 300 to 400 students would not contribute in terms of resources, but I'm sure as they go along with this education will contribute significantly to the cause of this nation. I would appeal to you in the name of the sage of Kanchi to support this endeavor. It's one thing to create an infrastructure. Second thing is to sustain the utilization of the infrastructure and the activity in the infrastructure. Money is not the only thing, the denominator that is going to support.
Ambram East le, oru pudu veda paadasaalai, oru Navasankirtanam school, oru CBC school, moonu kalandhu oru arumaiyaana institution aarambichirukku. இந்த இன்ஸ்டிடியூஷன்ல எல்லாரும் பங்கெடுத்துக்கிறோங்கிறதுக்கு சங்கரா கார்டுன்னு ஒன்று இன்ட்ரடியூஸ் பண்ணிருக்கா. இந்த சங்கரா கார்டுக்கு இன்ஸ்பிரேஷன் வந்து நம்ம பெரியவா ஆரம்பித்த ஒரு பிடி அரிசி திட்டம் ரொம்ப வருஷம் முன்னாடி இருந்தது. இந்த பல பேருக்கு ஞாபகம் இருக்கலாம். இதுல என்னன்னாக்க, இந்த சங்கரா கார்டை வச்சுட்டு நீங்க வந்து வீட்டுக்கு வேண்டிய ப்ரொவிஷன்ஸ் எல்லாம் வாங்கினாக்க, அவ அதுல இருந்து ஒரு பர்சன்டேஜ் வந்து எடுத்துட்டு அதை வந்து இந்த பாடசாலைக்கு சேர்த்துருவா. அப்ப நீங்க வீட்டுல குழந்தைகளுக்கு வந்து சாப்பாட்டுக்குன்னு வாங்குற போது எங்கேயும் இந்த குழந்தைகளுக்கு உண்டான சாப்பாட்டு சமாச்சாரங்கள் சாப்பாட்டு சாமான்கள்லாம் வந்து சேரும். இது வந்து ஒரு பெரிய தர்மமாவே இருக்கும். இந்த சங்கரா கார்டை எடுத்துட்டு நீங்க வந்து மேல்வேளை எவ்வளவு தூரம் நீங்க அது மூலமா செலவழிக்கிறோம் அவ்வளவு தூரம் இங்க வந்து இங்க குழந்தைகளுக்கு சந்தர்ப்பணம் குழந்தைகளுக்கு உண்டான சாப்பாடு எல்லா ஏற்பாடும் நடந்துரும். அதனால நீங்க வந்து குழந்தைகளுக்கு நல்ல பெரிய ஹெல்ப் பண்றது பெரிய தர்மமாவே இருக்கும். அது இந்த கார்டு என்ன பெரிய அருமையான ஐடியானாக்க, நீங்க இந்த டொனேஷன் கொடுக்கறதுக்கு காலனா உங்களுக்கு ஒன்றும் செலவு கிடையாது. இந்த கார்டு சப்ஸ்கிரிப்ஷன் பண்ணணும் அவ்வளவுதான். மேல்மேல நீங்க கார்டு யூஸ் பண்ண இந்த பாடசாலை குழந்தைகளுக்கும் நிறைவான சாப்பாடு வந்து சேரும். இதுதான் இந்த ரொம்ப சிம்பிளான கான்செப்ட். இங்க பின்னாடி இந்த டயக்ராம் பார்த்தாலும்னா கூட கடைக்கு வந்து சாமான வாங்கலாம் ஒரு பிளான் போட்டு கடைக்கு நீங்க போய் அவள்கிட்ட கார்டு காமிச்சு நீங்க சாமான வாங்கினால்னா அந்த கடைக்காரர் அதுல இருந்து ஒரு பெர்சன்டேஜ் வந்து வேத பாடசாலைக்கு சேர்த்துருவார். நீங்க துளி கூட அதுல சிரமப்பட வேண்டிய அவசியமே இல்லை. அதனால எல்லாரும் இந்த சங்கரா கார்டை ஞாபகமா வாங்கி வச்சுட்டு ஞாபகமா ப்ரொவிஷன் கடைக்கெல்லாம் போய் சாமான வாங்குறது ஞாபகமா அதை எடுத்துட்டு அந்த கார்டை காமிச்சு உபயோகப்படுத்தினாக்க உங்களுக்கும் நல்ல உபயோகம், இந்த மடத்துக்கும் நல்ல, இந்த வேத பாடசாலைக்கு ஒரு பெரிய பயன் ஏற்படும். இதுதான் எங்களுக்கு
சப்போர்ட் தி காஸ்ட் ஆஃப் வேதிக் எஜுகேஷன். ஐ அகெய்ன் beckon all of you in the name of the sage and of the sages to contribute to the scheme, become members of the Shankara card, and ensure that the Bhojana Shala, not only over here, Bhojana Shalas in all the Veda Pathshalas, wherever they exist, at least in this part of the country, will not allow children to go hungry even for one session. And this scheme will not cost you anything. Whatever you are doing today, you are going to do, but incidentally we shall grab the benefits of volume through the scheme that we are promoting. The details will be given to you in a short time. The journey of 1,000 miles, my dear friends, starts with the first step. That first step we have already taken. This institution will have an unique identity, an identity that combines modernity with tradition. But that's not all that we want to give to our children. We want our children to be quite different. But it is not that they will be out of the world. As Rudyard Kipling said, far from the madding crowd and yet be within it. We are still going to be within the normal confluence of human life, but yet make a difference within that crowd. And therefore it was thought that not only will we ensure that our students come out well in this combination education, they shall espouse the cause of others. They shall believe that one should live just not for himself, but for others as well. Yasmin jivati jivanti dina mitra bandhavah parasparam jivitam tasmai atmartho kona jivati. Who does not live for himself? I live for myself, you live for yourself, everyone first live for themselves, but he alone lives who lives for others. So it is espousing the social causes of this nation that personality should come to our children. Our children should be able to believe that there is something beyond their own living. And there is no better way to do it than to start a function like this by honoring all those people who have stamped infinity on the thought and process of this nation and added to the reservoir of goodness of this blessed land of ours. Men and women of conviction and character who have travelled beyond the call of duty, who have not only addressed the needs of people around, but even people far, far away from the radar of visibility of all of them. When we honour them, we not only honour ourselves, it's my belief that countless number of children who will pass out of the portals of this institution shall draw that inspiration from all these blessed souls, visible, invisible as they are, most of them, and then make their own life sublime and contribute to the larger cause of this nation through its societal good. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "I have but one life." He regretted that I have but one life to live for others. We have, thanks to modern medicine, a longer span of life. Therefore, there is a longer possibility that we can work for the goodness of others. And that identity we wanted to give to the institution, where even the first student has not come into the institution, and therefore we thought of honoring these people and draw inspiration from them. May the Jagannatha Kamakoti Kamakshi shed her grace on all of them. May she enable them to continue their life journey with greater vigor and determination. May their influence spread far and wide. May their umbrella cover many more vulnerable sections of the society. May the children who come into this institution pass out be blessed by all of them. On the 4th of June 2010, when we inaugurated some of the facilities in this complex, including the consecration of the temple over here, I had said that day is a Kanakabhishekam to the sage of Kanchi. We have travelled quite a distance today from that day, and I believe this is Purnabhishekam to the sage of Kanchi. Wherever he is ensconced, I am sure he will shed his grace on all of us. The sage who is present over here and the junior acharya who is on his way here, I am sure their grace will also fall on us, so that we will draw from the lives of nobility of people and make our own life sublime. Thank you, and God bless you all.